So, guys, B'siyata Dishmaya, we are in B'yam Darkecha on Shabbat Kodesh. Tonight we are going to be finishing all of our learning on Motzei Shabbat. We've been learning for weeks now about the ending of Shabbat and the beginning of the week. And tonight we're going to be learning about how to bring our food into a holier level during the week. And that's by way of the Melah B'Malka, the meal of David HaMelech, the fourth meal of Shabbat that people don't know about so much. And also renewing our work of Hashem with Emunah. So, Bezat Hashem, it goes like this. Lamshich et kedushat sudot Shabbat la'achilot achol. We have to bring down this light of the eating of the meals of Shabbat into the eating of the weekday. Another thing that we do in order to bring this light down into from Shabbat into the weekdays is sudat melah b'malka, right? The fourth meal that is called melah b'malka, escorting of the king. Kmo she'amru b'gemara, amar Rabbi Hanina, לעולם יסדר אדם שולחנו במוצאי שבת, אף על פי שאינו צריך אלא לכזית. רבי חנינה says in the Gemara in מסכת שבת, on the 119th page, לעולם יסדר אדם שולחנו במוצאי שבת. Forever you should always make sure that your table is set on מוצאי שבת, like it is on Shabbat, set, a set table, tablecloth, everything that needs to be done, even though all you need to eat is a כזית. Just to eat a kazait, you don't need to set a whole table. But it's melah b'malka, it's still a Shabbat meal, you got to set your table. Pnimiyuti inyanahu, the inner aspect of what we just said is to take the sanctity of the meals of Shabbat into the eating of the weekday. Like it's written in the Arizal, and the Arizal says like this in Shar HaKavanot, Da ki shnei minei tosefet kedushat Shabbat nitosfim beyom Shabbat. Know that there's two additional levels that you get on the day of Shabbat. One is by way of the intentions you have when you're praying, and the other one is by way of the intentions you have while you're eating. Meaning we get an additional neshama, which we've clarified in the previous classes, that additional neshama is the ability to see Hashem, to recognize Hashem, to live with Hashem in thought, speech, and action on a deeper sense. And the way that we download it is two ways, one by way of our praying and one by way of our eating. כנגד המשכת תוספת קדושת שבת לימי החול, מבחינת סעודות, אנו עושים סעודה רביעית במוצאי שבת. The Arizal says, in correspondence to this additional level that we get by way of our eating the three meals that we have on Shabbat, we do a fourth meal on מוצאי שבת, right? And the intention there is לכוון, להמשיך אור קדושת סעודות שבת לכל סעודות ימי החול. To intend to take this light of the sanctity of the light of the meals of Shabbat and to bring them into the whole entire weekday meals. Meaning, סעודות שבת עניינם לתענג על השם יתברך. What's the idea of eating on Shabbat? עונג, תענוג, to take immense pleasure in the light of Hashem. גם בגשמיות ממש, even in our physical aspect, right? That's why we said last week, you can go through the week, right? You have a glass of wine, it could be a sin, even though it's permitted. It could be a sin for you. On Shabbat, you have a glass of wine, it's עונג, it's a mitzvah. Automatically. Obviously, there's levels to this and there's exceptions, but that's the general principle, right? לראות שהכל זה רק הוא, we want to see Hashem is everything. וגם ההנאה הגשמית היא חלק מאורו יתברך. And even the physical benefit and pleasure that I take in this world, that's also from His light, blessed be He. כי אין שום הנאה מציאות חוץ ממנו יתברך. There is no such thing as benefit and pleasure or in reality that's separate from Hashem. ועתה, and now, אנו רוצים להמשיך את הקדושה הזאת גם לאכילות יום הרחול. Now we want to take that recognition that we have while eating on Shabbat in the three meals, and we bring it also to our meals during the week. שגם הם נצליח להרגיש זאת, that even when we eat on a Tuesday and a Wednesday and a Thursday, we also feel like we're eating on Shabbat. We'll get more godliness by eating the shawarma. אפילו שבימי החול יש כיסוי על האמת הזו. Even on the weekdays, there's a concealment over this light. וזה לא מגולה כמו בשבת. It's not revealed like on Shabbat. It's not clear like on Shabbat. So that's the first part. The way to bring this Kedusha is by way of a Suda, a meal called the Melah B'Malka. Ki pshat inyana shel Suda zot, hi lelavot et ha-melech. Right? Malka, we say Malka, but it's not Malka female, it's not a queen. It's Malka in Aramaic, which is the king. David, Malka Meshicha, right?
The Aleph.
The Aleph, right? So the pshat of the inyan is that the Melech, Hashem, Kedosh Baruch Hu, that was so revealed, simply, we're escorting him out. אנו מראים שאנו חפצים בשבת הבא וקדושתה. We're showing by way of this that we want, we desire the next Shabbat already. We want the next Shabbat, we want its sanctity, we want the light that's going to come with it. Therefore, we honor it. We honor the Shabbat and we sing towards her. We sing in honor of her. And when it comes in and when it goes out. The entrance of Shabbat, we do Kabbalat Shabbat. And on Motzei Shabbat, we're meant to sit together and to do a Melav and Malka with Shira and Nigunim. ובזה אנו מורים, by way of this, we show that we're continuing to desire the Shabbat. It wasn't enough for us. 25 hours was great. We want more. להיות דבוקים באור השבת. We want to cling to the light of Shabbat. That even though right now we're starting the weekday, that's only externally. But inside my heart, I'm ready and I'm willing to hold on to the light of Shabbat and I don't want to lose it. וחיים את הארת האור האין סוף בכל דבר בעניין. We're going to live out this illumination of the light of the Insof in everything in life. And our will and our desire is only that. When a person lives this mitziyut, the mitziyut of the Or Ein Sof, you live the infinite light from before creation, and you want to reveal Shechina in the world, then you're going to merit that all of your eating will be in Kedusha. From a recognition that all the good that you have inside the food, the vitamins, the taste, the texture, everything that you like about it, it's only the light of Hashem that's inside that thing. The gashmiut, the chitzoniut, the physicality, the materialism. Eina ela kli v'atifa leze. All it is a vessel, it's an envelope, it's covering it up. It's not the real thing. The fact that you eat meat and you feel meat of a cow, cows don't have taste. Cows don't have vitamins. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has taste. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has vitamins. His light is beautiful. His light is pleasant. His light is filled with benefits. That's what you're experiencing. So if you eat the physical thing, you're going to become more physical. You eat the spirituality, that's going to be spiritual. Huh?
What do you mean the animals don't have taste?
It does have taste. But what is that taste? What are you tasting? A light of Hashem that's revealed in the taste of beef. But what is the good that you're experiencing? The light of Hashem. Like a human being. A human being has eyes. He lives to 120, passes away. Why don't his eyes work anymore? The neshama is not there anymore. The chelek eloa mimamal mamash is not there. The spark of God that gave life to that whole entire sack of dirt is no longer there. The body doesn't work. Nothing happened. 120, he made it, everything was good. Why now did none of his body parts work? The light of Hashem is gone. So too, if you were to take the light of Hashem out of a cow, you'd be eating nothing. What is it? What's there? It's nothing, right? So it does have taste. But what is the taste? You have to get to the truth, the emet of what it is when we're eating, right? This is holy eating, that you realize that the chitzoniyut, the external aspect of what I'm experiencing right now, is not the true reality. All the reason I'm eating and all the benefits that I'm getting are from the spirituality that's inside this thing. Right? The external aspect is just a cover-up of all of these things. You'll be able to take the onik Shabbat, the pleasantness, the delight that we have when we eat on Shabbat, to bring it into your weekday, and to feel the light of Hashem inside the eating of the weekday, and to flip all of the physicality, all of the gashmiut. You want to flip the gashmiut, the materialism, the physicality itself, to the vessel that should reveal godliness in the world, specifically by way of the vessel. And the idea here is Suda David HaMelech. This is the Suda that's in correspondence to David HaMelech. Friday night, the meal is in correspondence to Yitzchak. Nighttime is Gvura. Yitzchak is Gvura. First meal is Yitzchak. The morning is Avraham. Right? Boker, Chazdecha, Chesed, Avraham. It's the morning. Third meal, Yaakov Avinu. Right? And then we get to Suda Matzei Shabbat, which is David HaMelech. The idea of David HaMelech is the house of Malka Mashiach, the house of the king of the Mashiach, king and Mashiach, כמלכות בית דוד, תפקידה הוא לגלות שכל המציאות הנבראת אינה אלא כלי לגלות את אור הוויה וטובו. The whole entire idea of the house of David, the house of David המלך, meaning the house of Mashiach. What's the idea? To reveal that the whole entire created reality that we experience is just a tool and a vessel to reveal the light of Havaya, the light of Yudke Bavke, the light of Hashem Yitbarach, and His goodness, properly. The creation is not anything separate from Hashem. It can't be. It's not its own entity by itself. Hashem didn't create the world and let it flow. press autopilot. No, he's involved in every single fine detail. And like it's written, Vayeshev Shlomo al kiseh avaya. Shlomo Melech, it says, the Pasuk says, King Solomon sat on the throne of God. Whose throne? Throne of Hashem. But it's the king. It's not his throne. Is it not even his father's throne? Whose throne is it? Kiseh avaya. Shulaya melech mitzad etzmo. I'm not a king because of myself, Shlomo said. Ele yeshev al kiseh avaya. I'm sitting on the throne of Hashem. V'chol mahut malchuto ha'ita liyot kli legilot et kvod Hashem yitbarach b'olam. The whole entire essence of his kingship, the reason he's a king, his job as a king, is to reveal the honor of Hashem in the world, and to reveal the true godliness, even in the physical aspects of the world and the actions mamash. In la'atid, b'v'meim rabbi amen, amen, in the coming future, very speedily in our days, this thing will be completed by way of Melech HaMashiach.
Amen.
He's going to be completely nullified, completely, completely nullified and included inside the light of Hashem. He's going to be the vessel to reveal the light of Hashem in the world in the end-all, be-all of perfection of revelation. Alright, so that's the Suda of David HaMelech. And then we have the mentioning of Eliyahu Navi in Motzei Shabbat. Right? Yecheskel just taught in his last class in the Al Sheikh Academy that there's an Inyan, a mantra that we say to repeat Eliyahu Navi. Some say 120, sometimes 130, right? Times just to say Eliyahu Navi Zechudotav, Eliyahu Navi Zechudotav.
What do I do?
Meiten Lecha and 130. I just sing a whole bunch of songs that say Eliyahu Navi and then you get there quickly.
I put on the mat-up song.
Exactly, you just dance around the house with the kids. There you. גם נוהגים להזכיר במוצאי שבת את אליהו הנביא.
Somebody say it like there's this in one song enough times. Just repeat it.
One song.
Each and every beat is another Eliyahu Navi.
Ah, there you go.
You gotta have real chitachadiba for that, but yeah.
And a good tongue.
Oh, yeah.
We mentioned on Moshe Shabbat, Eliyahu Navi, Elijah the prophet. Ki Eliyahu Navi, הוא מלא תשוקה להתגלות אור השם יתברך. Eliyahu Navi, if David HaMelech is the idea of revealing Hashem completely, Eliyahu is the idea of yearning to reveal Hashem completely. He's just filled with the desire to reveal the light of Hashem. And this is his whole entire idea, Eliyahu. Shu rotze legalot ha-shechina ha-kedusha. That all he wants to do is reveal the Holy Shechina. In the world. V'lachen hu kina la-brit. Therefore, he's very zealous when it comes to the brit. To the unwritten, the spiritual relationship brit, the covenant between us and Hashem, that we have to be loyal to Hashem and no idol worship, no none of that. And also to the brit, the physical brit, which is the sign that I'm staying loyal to that. Complete connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore Eliyahu is Gematria Ben. Right? Ben also is the name of Hein, of Yudke Vavke, spelt out, Yud Vav Dalet, and then Hey with another Hey, Vav with another Vav, and Hey with another Hey. This is the name of Malchut, right? This is the name of the Shechina. Because this is idea. Eliyahu's idea is Ben, which is to reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu completely, and he's yearning for him all the time. Where? In the world of Asiyah, in the world of Revelation. Therefore, it's Eliyahu Navi that brings good tidings. He's the one that brings the news of the Geula, of the redemption. When the Geula finally comes, it's going to be what Eliyahu HaNavi has been waiting for this whole entire time. So he's the one that gets the job to announce it to the whole world. You waited more than anybody, you give the people the news. You tell the whole entire world that I'm coming. So beautiful. Then there's going to be a complete revelation of the true essence of Hashem in the whole entire world. Like it's written in Yeshayahu and Isaiah 40, the 5th verse, V'nigla kvod avaya v'ra'u chol basar yahdav ki pi avaya diber. The honor of Hashem will be revealed, and all flesh will together, unified, see that the mouth of Hashem spoke. V'yesh bekocha shel hazkarat shemo shel Eliyahu Navi le'orer et hatshuka shel ha-Yehudi. Why do we do this mantra of repeating Eliyahu Navi? What is it? What's the whole entire idea? And when you say his name, you're downloading the ability to yearn, the internal part of you as a Jew that yearns to come out of the darkness, to see and to live Hashem inside this world, And therefore we mention him a lot inside the Suda of Malav Malka, that he has amazing power. Just mentioning his name to illuminate the truth of Shabbat inside the physicality. Right? So basically the whole idea of Malav Malka is that we get two different types of downloads on Shabbat. We have the download of our prayers, right, and the intellect, and we have the download of our eating, which is the physicality. Right? In order to continue our spiritual download into the rest of the week, we do Havdalah in order to and Arvit, right? Like we learned. And in order to bring down the eating side of it into our whole entire week of eating that we have in front of us, 6 days of eating, we do Milah v'Malka, the fourth meal. In honor of David HaMelech, because his idea was revealing the Shekhinah in the physicality, which is what we're trying to do, reveal Hashem in our physical eating during the week. And we mentioned Eliyahu Navi, which is the desire and the will and the yearning to be able to even do that. Right? They have to come together. You can't just reveal Hashem if you don't want to reveal Hashem. And if you really want to reveal Hashem, then you're going to reveal Hashem. So you need both sides, right? Bezat Hashem. Now to wrap up our teachings on Motzei Shabbat, we have 3 pages. Itchadshut Avoda Mitoch Emuna. This chapter, the 5th chapter, Daf Ayin, page 70, is about renewing your avoda, renewing your avodat Hashem from a place of emuna. Most of what we're about to say here was taken from the Kotei Yama Chochma on Shabbat and the work of nighttime, which is Rav Morgenshtern's actual book on. It's like the Biyam Darkecha in Rav Morgenshtern's language. That's what all the Biyam Darkechas are based off of the Kotei Yama Chochma, but certain parts he like just did it, you know, his own words by his own heart. Here he's really leaning on the original Torahs of the Rebbe. The work of Motzei Shabbat Kodesh is renewal and doing actions, but to stay in the aspect of Oneg and Emuna. Pleasure of Shabbat and Emuna. On Motzei Shabbat, we have to renew ourselves. We have to do work again. We have to go out into the world. And we have to lichsof lasig od vod, to aspire to comprehend and achieve more and more. To want to serve Hashem. And to make it to the holy purpose of what we're here for. But with all of this, we have to stay clinging on to the oneg of Shabbat. We have to stay attached to the pleasantness and the delicacy, the delight of Shabbat, with true emunah. Shakor b'yad Hashem yitbarach, that everything's in the hand of Hashem, which is the aspect of Avaya yilachem lachem. Look at this week's parasha. This week's parasha. Mention it here. Every week we have it. It's such a pele. Every week. Hashem yilachem lachem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Am Yisrael, you guys be quiet. Moshe says, you be quiet and Hashem's going to fight the fight for you. Ki gam shemitchadshim, when we even renew ourselves, right? Even then, yesh lizeh lo letzet mibchinat oneg Shabbat. You renew yourself. You have to go now 6 days a week. Don't lose the light of Shabbat, the pleasant feeling that you had on Shabbat. The recognition of godliness. Rather, you have to remember Hashem. You have to remember that Hashem is the one that's going to fight for you. Hashem is going to go do the 6 weeks for you, 6 days of the week for you. Ki tzrich hishtokikut v'itchadshut. This part is in bold. You need yearning. You have to renew yourself. You have to want to start over at any given moment in your avodat Hashem. To be willing to press reboot. Ki derech ha-bina. This is the way of bina. V'lo litpael mikol ha-yiridot v'astarot. Don't get startled by the fact that you fell, that you concealed, that Hashem left you, this, that. With the side of Bina, that you're moving forward and you're not looking at everything that could be bothering you, you need the side of Chochma as well. The side of Chochma is Onik Shabbat. Right? This delight and the pleasantness of a Shabbat. Be happy with the portion that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you. To have full emuna, that everything that's going to happen to me is from that. There's lofty, lofty things that are going on in Shemaim for all of Klal Yisrael, for me, for the whole entire world. And that's the secret of itapchut el kedusha, to transform to transform something that doesn't appear good and to flip it into sanctity. That thing that you appear to be, that appeared to you as it was a sin, you're going to see one day how it's dafka, the biggest mitzvah that you did. Right? This is a transformation that happens. David HaMelech is the secret of emunah. David HaMelech is this depth, this secret that we have of tshuva on the highest level. Like the rabbi said, anybody who says David HaMelech made a sin, he's mistaken. Right? Everything that he did was only to teach the individual how to do tshuva. This is the proper way. The part of truth, complete emunah, that always comes together with tshuva. They come one together. Mitzad echad liot bechol et bi'itchadshut. On one side, I'm always ready to be renewed. I'm never going to get stuck in my ways. I'm always ready to start again. And litkadem ba'avodah od va'od, to make progress and to take another level, to take upon myself another thing, to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be'amal, v'yigya, v'cheshek, with effort, with hard work, with a desire to be better. On the other side, to liot davuk be'or ha-Shabbat, gam be'motzei Shabbat, to be clinging to the light of Shabbat, even on Motzei Shabbat. Even in the time of the biggest concealment, you're clinging on to the highest revelation. And to know, Hashem Yitbarach nimtza tamid v'chol matzav, Hashem can always be found in any situation I'm in. Ve'en klum chutz mimenu, there's nothing besides Him. V'akol hu oseh, everything is being done by Him. I'm not even doing anything. I'm just a puppet. The hand inside is what's doing everything. V'zehu sodo shel David HaMelech Yisrael chai v'kayam. This is the secret of David Melech Yisrael, living and existing. As David HaMelech, he's revealing to us how Emunah includes inside of it everything, even the external aspects of life. Even what could appear as the opposite of Emunah, that's also included inside Emunah. This is the power of David HaMelech. He is the person that established how to do tshuva in the world. What is the yoke of tshuva? How do you make successful work in tshuva? David HaMelech taught us that. He managed to reveal to us the unification of Hashem in all situations. Right? What is Tehillim? 150 tefillot. Itbodidut, personally itbodidut of David HaMelech talking to Hashem. My son wants to kill me. My wife thinks I'm crazy. My father-in-law is trying to assassinate me. My son's about to be king. We're building a Beit HaMikdash. Everything's great. It's the ups, it's the downs, it's every aspect of his life. He's revealing more emuna, more emuna, more emuna, more emuna. I'm learning Torah, Shabbat, everything he went through, he talked to Hashem one-on-one, and he wrote it down for us. But he is the tzaddik that includes inside the heart of the whole entire nation inside his heart. Everybody's inside the tzaddik, everybody's inside Melech Yisrael, everybody's inside the Mashiach, and the Mashiach is inside all of us. So his words are your words. Like Rabbi Nachman famously said, that when David HaMelech talks about wars, if you're not going through war, you talk about your own spiritual wars against the Yetzirah. And the Chassid asked Rabbi Nachman, okay, but there's parts that David HaMelech says, Shomar nafshi ki chassid ani, guard my soul because I'm a chassid. I'm an extremely pious person. In Hebrew, chassid is higher than tzaddik. Classic Hebrew, right? I'm a very pious person, so therefore guard my soul. How could I say that to Hashem? Rabbi Nachman says, you have to find inside yourself where you're a chassid, where you're a tzaddik, where you're the mamash that holy. And then Hashem will guard you on that zchut, on that merit. So these words were written for us. And the whole idea is to reveal Hashem. To reveal Hashem by way of the true tshuva, really returning back to Hashem. When you do that out of love, because you realize that Hashem is everything and there's nothing besides Him, and all of the negativity, all of the sin that was, that caused you to do tshuva, it all becomes good. It all gets flipped, transformed completely to good points. And this is the secret of what it says in Masechet Yoma. Zdonot na'asot lo kizchuyot. The intentional sins that you did, intentionally, you did a sin, they will be flipped to become merits. Gam kshaya nira kiilu ha-matzav hu kvar le'achar ya'ush. Even when it appeared that the situation, you're already past despair. Despair would be nice. We've passed that already. Right? Even then, thank you very much. When we're talking about physicality, we're talking about spirituality, a person doesn't have the money, this person doesn't have the Torah, whatever it might be. Azay v'itchazek David be'avaya Elohav. Then what does it say in Shmuel? Shmuel Aleph, the first book of Shmuel, 30th chapter, verse 6. V'itchazek David be'avaya Elohav. David HaMelech strengthened himself in Hashem, Yudke Vavke, Elohav, Elohim. Right? Hashem, it's all rachamim, being revealed to me right now in, as a hardship, I'm going to strengthen myself in my God right now. And he had full emunah in Hashem. V'batach bo v'chol libo. He strengthened himself in Him. He believed with Him with his whole entire heart. Because he knew this, the internal secret. There's no such reality that Hashem will leave us. There's no chance that it will ever happen. It's impossible. If he does that, we're not here either, so it doesn't matter anyway. There's no such reality of despair or of being a failure. Everything is in the hand of Hashem. And Hashem can flip everything for good. If only the person would return to Him and believe in the oneness of Hashem truthfully in his heart. Because the main thing is emuna. Not to ask any hard questions against Hashem. Just to know for sure HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing good now and whatever will come up in any moment, any situation. And whoever puts in effort and works towards coming closer to Hashem with a full heart, with a true heart, you will see that in the end, how every event that took place only happened in order to elevate you and to take you to the next level, to bring you to that much closer to Hashem. That thing that you thought was a sin, karet, you're going to burn in kafakela for the rest of eternity, that's what brought you actually dafka closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That brought you to tshuva. That got you exiled to tzfat where you could ascend a million miles per hour towards Hashem. Right? So that's the secret of David HaMelech. Now, who are we going to go back to? Who comes with Mashiach? Eliyahu Navi. Eliyahu Navi. V'zehu ha'or shel Motzei Shabbat. This is the light of Motzei Shabbat. That it attaches all of the 6 days of the week to Shabbat Kodesh. And Am Yisrael receives on Motzei Shabbat an illumination that's from this aspect of the world, the future to come, the future revelations that haven't come yet. That's the light of Eliyahu Navi, that he's the person that brings the good tidings of the Mashiach. Right? He comes by way of Mashiach ben David. Eliyahu gives you the news that the redemption is going to come by way of Mashiach ben David. Because in the last part of Shabbat, Berava de Ravin, from Mincha until Motzei Shabbat, there's the light, a revelation of the light from the future. From Mincha, Suda Shishit, Motzei Shabbat, Avdalah, there's already a revelation of the light from the future. It's the light of Tchiyat HaMetim. Then there will be a complete revelation, and every single piece of flesh in this world will see how everything will be transformed for good. And how the truth is that the Shechina is everything. And the secret of Umalchuto Bechol Mashallah, right? His kingship is revealed in every domain. וחלק מעומק האמת שאליהו נביא מגלהו שבפניות כל יהודי הוא חלק אלוהה ממעמל ממש. A deep secret of what Eliyahu Navi reveals in the world is that internally every single Jew is a piece of Hashem from up above. ממש. וכל ישראל רוצים רק בטוב. All of Israel only wants good. Their inner desire is only good. והשם יתברך רוצה בכל יהודי ויהודי. Hashem desires every single Jew. בלי שייכות למדרגתו. He doesn't care what level you're on. He wants you. Hashem Yitbarach Ohev Otanu. Hashem loves us. Kmo Abba Sherotze Bivno HaYechid Omichakeh Lo Kol HaZman. Like a father who's waiting and anticipating the return of his only son. Vaf Imu Nafal. Even if he fell. Omichakeh Sheyashuv Miyad Yikablo Veyismach Bo. You fell. You messed up. Your father's waiting there. He's just waiting for you to return. To come back. To get up and to come back to him. He's going to receive you with outstretched arms, with happiness. He's just waiting for you. This is the secret of Avdalah, to use this light in the proper way. If, God forbid, a Jew doesn't use this light properly, God forbid, he starts to get soft in Zavodat Hashem, because the thought that he says, everything is only Hashem anyway, then not only can he not come into Gan Eden by way of that, this could even take him, it's Kol Achiyud Me'adam, it can take your whole entire life away from you. Not only will you not reach the purpose, the goal, you might even go backwards. B'sod hine anochi olech lamut. This is the secret of it. I'm gonna die now. I'm about to die. Ki ima adam eno mishtamesh b'sod hayichud b'derech hanechona. If a person doesn't use the secret of unification in the proper way, meaning that everything's Hashem, but He created a world, and I have to do my part, and there is a world, there is Adon, right? The name Amonai, right, comes from Adon, meaning I have a master, meaning I'm the slave, I'm the servant. I exist and my master exists. The Yud Kevavke is Haya Oveviye. Was, is, and always, and will be. There's nothing to do with anything, there's nothing more than that. Just one. Right? That is, they're both true. If you mess this up though and you say, Hashem is everything, it's all just Hashem, it's all the Lokut, it's all godliness, then you're going to start to fall down to the aspect of Vigaresh Elokim et Adam Migan Eden. Hashem divorced man out of the Garden of Eden. Hashem ejected him out, evacuated him out, kicked him out. You're not welcome here in the Garden of Eden. ואמרו חזל, חזל זה מלמד שנתן לו הקדוש ברוך הוא גירושים כאישה. Teaches us that Hashem, so to say, divorced him like a man divorces a wife. כי בסודות התורה יש כוח שזורק ומגרש את האדם מהקדושה. In the secrets of Torah, there's a power hidden inside there that can take and throw and divorce a person from sanctity. Meaning you come to learn Kabbalah and Hasidut, but you don't understand it to its depth and you start to use it in an improper way, what happens? The Kabbalah and the Hasidut kicks you out of the learning and starts to throw you to the Klipa. Scary, scary, scary thing. People think it's not, that's why they say, the rabbis say, you have to learn with someone that understands it, that you have to go to the mikveh, you have to be tahor, you can't be touching different body parts while you're learning, right? You have to be focused, you have to have the right intentions, and you have to really understand it. If you have questions, you have to ask them, you have to really get to the depth of things. Because if a person can learn, everything's godliness, so what am I keeping Shabbat, what am I doing? So Mashiach's already here, right? Like Shabtai Tzvi, that's what are they doing? From within, the levels of Ohot and Kabbalah that they were learning, it says that he was Dafka learning in Tuma. They said that's why all the problems that came to Shabtai Tzvi is because he would learn Kabbalah in Tuma. Meaning he had seed on him, that he wasn't clean specifically, and he would learn that way. And he didn't care about his Kedusha, and he wouldn't wash his hands before he learned, and all these things. And because of that, he lost his marbles and led everybody on a dark path. From learning Kabbalah. People think it's wrong, and then they open Kabbalah centers throughout the world and all these different things, and want to teach people that have no vessels at all, deep things like this. It's not a joke. כי בסודות התורה יש כוח שזורק ומגרש את האדם מהקדושה ובפתח הגן עומד לעת החרב המתהפכת. What does the Torah tell us? In the pshat of the Torah, what does it say that's open at the opening of Gan Eden? A circling, burning sword at the opening of Gan Eden. שלא נותן לאדם שאינו ראוי. It doesn't let a person who's not fitting to come into the garden. להשתמש בדעת העליון, to use supernal consciousness, that everything is one. לחיות בזה הייחוד, to live inside this type of ייחוד. והוא אינו יכול להיכנס לשם, אלא זורקים ומגרשים אותו מגן עדן. You're not able to come into there if you don't have the vessels, if you don't have the proper intention. They kick you out. That sword will shoot you out of there. You're not allowed inside the life of living ייחוד. That everything is godliness. ולכן עושים הבדלה במוצא שבת. This is why we do הבדלה. This is why we do the הבדלה, the separation, the differentiation. לדעת להבין שלמעשה בעולם הזה יש מציאות של רע וחושך שצריך להתרחק ממנו. In this world, there is a reality of darkness, there is a reality of evil, there is a reality of I have to distance myself from this negative thing. וצריך להיזהר ללכת רק בדרכי השם יתברך, דרכי הקדושה. We have to be very careful to only walk in the ways of Hashem, the holy ways. ואז כשנשמע במעשיו כראוי, then when you guard yourself properly in your action, and you make a differentiation between holy and mundane, אז יוכל להיכנס בפנימיות לסוד הייחוד. Then internally, are you able to go into the secrets of what's called unification and oneness. לתקן הכל מתוך אמונה פנימית. And to rectify everything that was from an internal part of אמונה. Meaning all the sins that you did, you're going to see how they were actually good. But you can't do that if you're going to go back to doing it again and again and again. Right? Because there is a reality in this world that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us commandments and he wants us to keep the proper way. And this is the soda luz, with this we're finished. This is the aspect of the luz bone. What's luz in Latin?
Luz, light.
Right? Light. Luz, light.
Right? Nombre.
We have luz, and this is where Jerusalem got its name from.
Jerusalem.
Luz. It's luz. Right? Luz you have in the back is the bone that they say, that bone doesn't decompose, right? And from that bone is where we're all going to be brought back in Tchiyat HaMetim. I had a chidush to myself years ago. Remember Dolly? How did they clone Dolly? The sheep. How do you make any type of clone?
You take a cell out.
The cell has what inside of it?
DNA.
Okay, but what if the body completely decomposes? How would you bring a body back?
Electricity?
You can't. If you don't have DNA, you can't do it. Therefore, the loose bone stays. The loose bone never decomposes. So even the scientifically, there's the energy there to bring back the original DNA to put a neshama back inside of it. I haven't seen it inside anywhere. This is my own idea. I mean, but like, because you always have to, right? You always have to bend science to Torah, not Torah to science. Right? Torah says you're going to come back into Tchiyat HaMetim. How does science say this is going to happen? Well, they say that the loose bone doesn't decompose, so maybe by way of that, there would be a little bit of DNA to be able to be mechayeh, that thing. So, that's back in the book.
Through the food, I was told that through the food that we eat in Rav Malka, that's the food.
Ah, there you go. So this is the loose bone right here. Let's see what he says. I haven't read this part. Let's see. From this bone is where you're going to have Tchiyat HaMetim, right? That is the sodot of Chazal. The rabbis always said, the rabbis say that from this bone, the loose bone, you're going to have the resurrection of the dead, right?
Okay.
The loose bone gets its benefits specifically from the food of Motzei Shabbat. Ki b'motzei Shabbat mitchil lishlot ha'choshech v'asara shel yomot ha'chol. On Motzei Shabbat, the days of darkness and concealment start to rule. ואם יהודי מחזק ומעמיד את עצמו ואף שמתחיל החושך, הוא יודע וחי את הייחוד, הוא מרגיש את האמת שהשם יתברך נמצא איתו בכל מקום ובכל מצב. If a Jew lives the proper way, and that even that the darkness has started, I know and I live out the oneness of Hashem, the unification of Hashem, and you feel the truth of Hashem, that He's with me in any given moment, any situation, ומבין שבאמת אין שום הסתרה כלל, you understand that there's no such thing as concealment at all, everything is just complete godliness, then you're able to merit to the secret of the sanctity of the loose bone. Again, it's not written here, because the author doesn't know Spanish, but loose is light. So when you hold on to the light in the darkness, right, then you have it. Ki asoda luzu ainyan emet. What is the secret of luz? The idea of truth. Like it's explained in the holy books, also what Chazal said in Sota, on page 46, שמלאך המוות אינו שולט אלא שולט בעיר לוז. It says, מלאך המוות, the angel of death, cannot rule over the city לוז. והלוז הוא סוד הקדושה של העתיד לבוא. The לוז is the secret of the sanctity, the holiness that will be in the future to come. שבה יתגלה האמת האמיתית והשלמה. Then there's going to be a complete real revelation, truthful revelation, that Hashem is there in every situation. And בוודאי גם כאן נמצא השם יתברך. And for sure, also here, Hashem is found, שהרי נתאבק הקדוש ברוך הוא להיות לו דירה בתחתונים. Why? Because Hashem desired that he should have a dwelling place here in the lower realms. בעזרת Hashem, that is our learning from Motzei Shabbat. Next week, we're going to go into the 6 days of the week. We're going to learn about the secrets of how the neshama itera, this additional neshama that we have, does it stay with us? Does it leave us? What are the ideas there? And then we're going to learn what is the proper work to do during the week. And we have a whole entire table for Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Everything broken down. Shalom Aleichem. What was the question, sir?
What was the last reference about the angel of death cannot rule over the city of Luz?
Sota Mem Vav.
Okay, thanks.
Is that the Shem? Any questions here? What's up? With that, we are done. Baruch Adonai Le'olam, Amen V'Amen, Tu Bishvat Sameach, to everybody out there, that's still Tu Bishvat for them. Shana Tov.